Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but I got Evan filling in the board. I know it's not quite summertime yet, but it feels like summertime. Once it gets into the high 60s, low 70s, I don't know if it's going to quite hit 70 today, but definitely in the high 60s this afternoon. And
73 right now, 73.
No way. Seriously? Okay, so we're already in the 70s, all right. But once we start getting around this weather, Evan, I always think of this song. It's a favorite of my dad and I. Definitely just makes me think of summertime. So that one goes out to you, Scotty. In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry, I believe. And so that's what my mind was on that song this afternoon this morning when I knew we were going to have some nice weather this afternoon. But Evan, we're going to dive into some Wisconsin headlines. But folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, as well as the Shaw 101 FM out of Waukesha, and WAUK 540 AM out of Jackson, Wisconsin. You can always download the Devil Radio app. Take us with you wherever you go when you're outside of listening patterns for the terrestrial signals. But we got some Wisconsin headlines that we're going to get to as well. But if you want to comment about the New York Times opinion piece that we were covering in the first half of this show, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. But taking calls of all types and tangents this afternoon. But a piece I got over at the Wisconsin Examiner, talking about one of the deadlines missed last week. A lot of different Wisconsin headlines going on. We had Gableman updates. There were just a variety of Voss had a number of really bad days last week. And so one of the things I think that got overlooked in all of the headlines last week is the Wisconsin Elections Commission missing the deadline that they had set of March 15th to have districts finalized here in Wisconsin. So legislative and congressional districts finalized because the next step in the process, we had the Supreme Court decision at the beginning of this month siding with Justice Hagedorn and the three quote-unquote liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court choosing the maps of least change, which was requirements set by Hagedorn and the three quote-unquote conservative justices last year. So Hagedorn didn't differentiate from that criteria he set forth, and apparently the conservative justices and the conservative parties before the Supreme Court in that decision are upset with that decision, so they're appealing it to the U.S. Supreme Court. And so while we wait, we haven't gotten a decision yet from the Wisconsin Supreme Court whether or not there is a stay of their decision from earlier this month. But we're waiting for these maps to be finalized, because unless the U.S. Supreme Court announces that they are going to hear it and delay this process even further, it seems like we have the maps that we're going to be going forward with this fall. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission needs these maps to be finalized. They don't want to have any last-minute lawsuits coming their way for candidates filing in these districts, because once you have the maps, then you got to know where you live before you can know as a candidate what race you're running in. So I got a piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner, Henry Redman, headlined, "Redistricting Court Fights Lead to Missed Deadline." So redistricting court fights lead to missed deadline. And diving into the piece, ongoing court battles over Wisconsin's new political lines have pushed the implementation of maps past an important deadline. The Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is responsible for putting the new maps into place, needed the lines to be finalized by March 15th, last week Tuesday, so candidates in elections this fall could start gathering nominating signatures to get on the ballot in the proper districts. On March 3rd, the Wisconsin Supreme Court picked the new maps after the Republican-held legislature and Democratic Governor Tony Evers were unable to reach an agreement and a lawsuit was filed. In a 4-3 decision in which conservative-leaning Justice Brian Hagedorn joined the court's liberals, the court chose maps submitted by Governor Evers. The legislature immediately asked the court to stay its decision so the maps could be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Supreme Court still has not issued a decision on the motion to stay, and just this week allowed the legislature to file a response to the arguments against staying the decision, causing a further delay. In the U.S. Supreme Court, Justice Amy Coney Barrett has asked for the involved parties to file responses to the legislature's appeal. The request for responses does not mean the court will accept the case. Now that the WEC's stated deadline has passed, it is unclear how the agency's work will be affected, and a spokesperson for the WEC did not respond to questions about the delay. The current filing deadline for state offices is June 1st. The implementation of new maps was already pushed back because of delays to the U.S. Census caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Citing that delay, at the start of the process, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and other Republicans advocated for using the heavily gerrymandered old maps for the 2022 election. And that's the end of the piece. So that ends Henry Redmond's piece over at the Wisconsin Examiner. But I think that's kind of where the questions begin, Evan, because you almost want to question, well, if all these parties are delaying a stay response or a finalized response for whether or not there will be an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, if you've already got the leader of the state assembly floating the idea of, hey, while we figure this out, while we hear maybe a challenge to these maps selected by Hagedorn and the Wisconsin Supreme Court's three liberal justices before the U.S. Supreme Court, why don't we use these old gerrymandered maps one more time? Why don't we just wait for the judicial review to go for that Wisconsin Supreme Court decision before the U.S. Supreme Court and hold out one more time for old time's sake, use these gerrymandered maps from that were drawn in secret in 2011 by then Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. And I believe Voss was the only one, for at least the Assembly maps, he was the only one that knew how each district looked. Everyone else only got to see their district. It was Voss and the lawyers hired by the right-wing legislature that got to see how the maps were drawn in 2011. And for old time's sake, Voss is floating an idea, well, if we can't get a decision in a timely manner and we're going to miss filing deadlines for these new maps, why don't we just use the old maps? Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. There's a number of headlines going on here on this Monday afternoon that we got for the Wisconsin Elections Commission as well, though, and voting in Wisconsin. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789. So that is the redistricting update. That is the deadline that was missed last week by the Wisconsin Elections Commission when it came to whether or not we had finalized districts. But then this morning, we also got a piece from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Patrick Marley. And the headline is, "They're infringing on my right to vote. Wisconsin Supreme Court order makes it harder for those with disabilities to vote." So now this goes off of a different Wisconsin Elections Commission decision that was then appealed up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court applied a lower court judge's, a Waukesha County judge's decision to the entire state for the April 5th election. So diving into the Marley piece over at the Journal Sentinel, and you can join the conversation at any time, 844-967-2789. But diving into the Marley piece, Wisconsinites with disabilities will have a tougher time voting in April because of a recent state Supreme Court decision, and some say they won't be able to vote at all. In a 4-3 ruling in February, the justices let a Waukesha County judge's decision go into effect that says voters cannot give their absentee ballots to someone else to mail or hand over to election clerks for them. That creates barriers, likely insurmountable ones in some cases, for voters who are paralyzed or have other disabilities. Quote, "It will basically make it impossible for me to vote," said Timothy Carey of Grand Chute. Continuing on in the Marley piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. "Voting in person is extremely difficult for Carey because he has," I'm going to pronounce this probably wrong, it's a Duchenne? Muscular dystrophy. D-U-C-H-E-N-N-E. Muscular dystrophy. "He would need to bring a portable ventilator and a boatload of gear with him to go to the polls," he said. "Voting in person would increase the chances he would get COVID, which could easily kill him because of his disability," Carey said. "He has voted absentee for more than 30 years, but doesn't see how he can do that in April because he doesn't have the ability to put a ballot in the mailbox himself. Quote, "They haven't even considered us," he said of the justices. "The Constitution says that you should not infringe upon anyone's right to vote, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're infringing on my right to vote. It doesn't say unless you're disabled and you can't put it in the mailbox." The state Supreme Court's ruling has mostly gotten attention for another provision that bans the use of ballot drop boxes for the April election. But disabled voters say the portion of the ruling about who can return ballots may prove to be more important. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Boren in January ruled, quote, "An elector must personally mail or deliver his or her own absentee ballot, except in limited circumstances." An appeals court and the state Supreme Court blocked Boren's order from the February 15th primary, but the high court allowed it to go into effect for the April 5th election for local officials, including Milwaukee mayor. Evan, do you think that the justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court were thinking about this dynamic of barring absentee ballots returned in this April 5th election? Do you think they even considered it?
Not even a little bit. I really don't.
It really seems like a lot of conservatives here in the state of Wisconsin got really, really upset that clerks in Madison and around the state during a pandemic tried to find ways to make sure that every Wisconsin voter that wanted to legally vote in the elections in 2020 could do so. Democracy in the Park was set up for individuals that needed a witness to sign their absentee ballot, because you cannot just fill out an absentee ballot yourself and then return it. You need a witness. For individuals without a witness, when we were in lockdown, when people were ordered to stay home because of the risks of the COVID-19 pandemic, clerks around the state worked their butts off to find ways to make sure that they could have as many legal voters to be able to vote legally, to have a witness signature on their ballot. They did events like Democracy in the Park, and conservatives are so up in arms over the fact that events like that happened that they are now disenfranchising disabled voters here in the state of Wisconsin to quote unquote own the lips.
And while they're blowing their lid about this, you have, you know, ostensible, basically future possible future Republican leadership, you know, voting indefinitely confined to get absentee ballots.
They're doing this in some cases. Yeah. These lawsuits, Evan, are happening in remote courtrooms. You have lawyers signing up still in Zoom sessions for these hearings because of the COVID-19 pandemic. They themselves are allowed to work from home, but any measure for us to be able to make sure that democracy is safe and that as many people that can legally participate in it as possible are able to do so, they are up in arms and disenfranchising the most vulnerable Wisconsinites. This Marley piece is so frustrating and so... This is the culmination of the Republican strategy. They do not think about these types of side effects of what they're doing, but this is the end game. They want to make it harder to vote in the state of Wisconsin, and they are doing so for the most vulnerable populations in our state. We're going to continue on in this Patrick Marley piece, as well as taking your calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but I'm grateful to have Evan on the board with me. Folks, one more segment left in the day. Get your calls in, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.